Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. And again, we say the voice is the same. Is it not? And there are those who say this is an odd way for spirit to deal with human beings. And I say to you yet again, you're not thinking it through. For it is the only way it has ever been done. And your scriptures are filled with those who have written about the love of God. And they are men and women, touched in certain ways, allowing the words to flow on the pages. The poets of old, filled with the love of God, pouring out that which is lovely, delightful, beautiful. Humans are doing it, filled with God. The composers of the music that puts you in a place where you know God is real, filled with the Spirit, and out on the page pours the notes and the melodies that truly we sing on the other side of the veil. The sculptures and the paintings, it is the same. That is channeled. And all of the words of Scripture you have ever read, written by human beings. Now, how odd is it that this would then be before you in this fashion? And the common denominator for all of this, messages from God, the common denominator is the divine inside. How could this be so unless God resides in you? And you are taught, because you don't feel you are worthy, that God sits in a high place and somehow presses upon you something you're supposed to say, and it is not that way. Some of the artists know this. And they're the first to understand and realize that the music is inside. It is not delivered from someone else. It comes from within. The teacher Peggy, she says that the masters will tell you that the answers are within. And it is profoundly true, indeed. And so what it is becomes a process. A process of belief, but even more than that, giving yourself permission to remember. Remember. Now I speak in front of old souls and not those who are new on the planet, so the remembering applies to you. All of you, I challenge you right now, if you think about yourself, intellect, emotion, intelligence, all of that at the core level, and I ask you, who are you, really? Do you think honestly at the core level that when you pass away and take your last breath that you turn into dirt and that the core of you is never seen again? Then the answer is no, you don't. You don't believe that. And I will tell you, 80% of Earth would agree. It is intuitive to the human being to know that there is a spark of something that goes when the last breath is taken. It's still there. And that is what the belief systems of the planet and the mythology therein is made of. Where do you go? And there's all kinds of conjectures, but they all say the same thing. You go somewhere and you do something. And so there is even the acknowledgement in most of humanity that death has no sting. That indeed you move forward into something else. And I would tell you, dear human being, statistically this is proof of God. And inside you, if you want to build now the case for something grander than you were ever told, inside you is all that is. All the answers, all of the things that you are asking right now. And they have to unfold, however, in your life in a way that you do not expect. We'll be speaking of that tonight a little more. How can you survive? What's going to happen on this planet also? What is the best things that you can do? What is it that Spirit expects of you? How does God see you? And we're going to open up a little more this evening and give some of those answers. But it starts with one act, and that is permission that is pure to see God inside. And if you give that and start to activate that permission, you start to remember who you are. Not the lives that you've been, but the magnificence that is part of it. I tell you that being human is a flash in the pan. You come and you go. You've always been here with me. You are part of the creative source. There is no beginning to your soul. And that means, old soul, that that which is old is far older than the planet. Always were, always will be. This is who you are. And a human being does not think that way. So part of remembering must be to think out of the box of humanism. And in the past, that tool has not been very sharp. And suddenly, it is becoming very, very attainable. For as the energy of the earth starts to shift, the tools that the old soul needs to do these things are raising to the surface. They're being sharpened by the blacksmith of the universe and given to you to say, here it is, finally, what you've asked for. As you awaken, others do, because they see you awaken. This is the way of it. It is not evangelistic. It just does not make sense to you, then don't do it. It may not be time. Each of you, unique on the planet, in the universe, here for reasons, and I said it yesterday, even the old souls may not know it for a while. But in time, there will be things that happen and seeds that are planted that will help you. Things that now may seem foolish later will be your survival. And that is a promise we give to you. If you look, you'll find it. But you must look. And if you choose not to, there is no judgment for not looking. Only love. For you are us, and we are you. And that means you are always family, and you're never alone. And so it is.